It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
While Hillary Clinton continued to recover from pneumonia, she had all kinds of Clintons out on the campaign trail for her today.
Yes, she did.
Her daughter Chelsea was out, and so was Bill.
First, I'm glad to have a chance to stand in for Hillary today. She did it for me for a long time. It's about time I showed up and did it for her.
And by the way, when she was doing that, I was in the Oval Office with the intern.
Did you, if you read Colin Powell's emails, he says a few things about Bill Clinton that are extremely unflattering about what he tends to still be doing, not just the Oval Office, but that behavior might have continued, according to Colin Powell.
You know what I love about these released emails on a separate subject here?
Yes.
What I love about them is finally the truth comes out about everything.
Well,
everybody
yes.
gets to tell the truth. It's the one thing, no matter how you feel about Donald Trump politically,
mm-hmm.
and you know how I feel, it's pretty obvious.
Yes,
but
we do.
The nice moment, I think what Donald Trump has done is he really has ripped the lid off of polite political speech. Now, people say, oh, it's political correctness. Well, political correctness and being polite are often confused.
Totally. And I think that sometimes it's confused with being respectful.
Right. So this is the idea of respect and all that, it's all over. Just let people just
dignity,
go.
Right. The whole process is sort of just
let it go.
Hit a new low.
Yep.
Colin Powell turned a part of the human anatomy into an adjective.
Yes, he did.
I love it.
Quite an email.
Wait, he says
Bill Clinton is still blanking bimbos at home.
But it's
that's the email, the leaked Colin Powell.
He's Richarding them?
Yes, exactly. Perfect way to put it.
Yeah,
I like Richarding better.
With all due respect to Mr. Roper.
Yeah. Fear the bird.
How about billing? But you're so true, though, in that carefully manufactured, perfectly controlled world of politics where Colin Powell always acts so dignified, and he is. He's a dignified man, but you see what he really thinks.
He thinks they're both idiots.
And he thinks they're both idiots.
I'm telling you, I mean, this is the most amazing thing, right? It's like, remember Trump was talking about Colin Powell at one point?
Mm-hmm.
He was thinking about Colin Powell? I like Colin Powell. There's a guy I like, okay? Oh, wait a second. I just saw his email. Yeah, Putin just showed me his emails. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
No.
So sad.
He wouldn't like him,
so
especially now.
No. He's going to be my bunkmate in the re-education camp.
Oh, no question. He's an international pariah, a national disgrace. No sense of shame were the Colin Powell emails about Donald Trump.
He calls Hillary an idiot, though, which I can think is kind of funny, too.
And
she's
says
dumb.
That she hates Obama. That's another part that he knows.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. And the other thing about that we learn about Hillary in this, too, is that he thinks she screws up everything she touches because she's so cocky.
Right. And that she's all about greed and cockiness. And it's pretty ugly. And what he says about Trump, I think, is even worse.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. But we don't have anybody. I mean,
and you kind of feel for him, don't you? Because he's sort of been put in the middle of this, right? I mean, his emails.
He didn't intend for it. Who's he sending that email to? Do we know?
There was one of them was to a lead Democratic, I'm not sure if he's which party, but a banker type who gives handsomely to campaigns. He was having a conversation with him, and then there were some other officials who were involved on the emails,
okay.
too.
Okay. All right, now back to Bill Clinton in Las Vegas. He was on the campaign trail for Hillary, and he was trying to downplay what's wrong with her.
It's a crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu. Last time I checked, millions of people were getting it every year.
Now, in saying that, there's no indication that she actually got the flu. And so the conspiracy websites are all up in arms about this now again, too.
Wait, what's wrong with that? I don't know.
Because she didn't have the flu. She has pneumonia, which is, no one ever said anything about getting the flu, and it isn't exactly flu season yet. So I think there has been some confusion about that, and that creates its own set of issues.
Right. Well, he was also saying that she's had episodes like this before. At the same time, she was saying it's only happened once or twice, that kind of thing. So people are trying to draw a lot or make a lot out of that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe her stunt double.
Oh no,
got the flu.
I just wanted to come up here and say a thing or two before we continue. That yes, and I did notice that when William Jefferson Clinton did say that she had the flu, and I know that that was not her official diagnosis according to her doctor. And as a result, I know that they are lying about this too, and that she, in fact, has also gotten Zorgon fever, which, of course, I received while I was on the spaceship being probed by the aliens.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go down now and watch some more Fox News.
Thank God.
That must have been frightening, being probed on a spaceship.
Yeah. Yeah, live to tell the
tale,
too.
Don't do it. Don't. Now, what are you doing?
Know,
oh,
know,
no,
know,
no.
Know,
oh, no.
Know.
Oh, no. Oh,
thank you, Kevin, for understanding and feeling my pain. It was very, 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 very unexciting to be probed on the spaceship. But I would say this. It wasn't a completely unpleasant experience. I've got to go back downstairs right now.
Okay.
Brett Bear is on.
Surprised he likes Brett Bear. Brett Bear's middle of the road and out of respect.
He's waiting for Hannity to come on. He just has,
he just has to sit through.
Just waiting,
Brett.
Right?
Can't wait for Hannity.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kevin gets him. They're
I know they're both basement dwellers.
You know,
they
when
they
I hear
have
that door creaking open, I get excited.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin has a few beers and then he goes down and wants to talk to him.
Oh God!
In the basement.
Look at your thoughts on Hillary fainting.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. Oh, geez. All right. Checking in at
number four.
All right. Now here's Donald Trump. He traveled to Flint, Michigan, to address a black church. This is a new thing. He gets up there and he does the white guy overbite at the church, or they start playing the music.
Was he dancing?
And he does a thing where he rolls his arms, like he's dancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, he started, kind of talking about the stuff he normally does, including outsourcing American jobs and what he sees as the failed policies of the Clinton presidency, and even though he loved Clinton when he was president. A pastor from the church decided that he didn't like all this Hillary bashing that was going on. She didn't like all the Hillary bashing that was going on. And then, so then she walks out and takes the microphone away.
She's failed on foreign policy. Everything she touched didn't work out. Nothing. Now Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done.
Okay.
Not
okay.
To give a political speech.
Okay, that's good. Then I'm going to go back on the Flint. Okay. Okay. Flint's pain is a result of so many different failures, and I must say that no, I never would, never would.
I didn't hear that question.
Yeah,
what
was the
Did
question?
Did we understand what it was?
I never would.
He never would, but he did apologize there, though. Which I
okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, don't hit me.
I know he did seem like
hold on. Here's
really
my,
worried.
Here's my wallet. Hold on. Don't hurt me.
Frankly, Time Magazine. As you know, they reported this year that the federal government, they've got a long way to go to bring Flint back. And I look at the damage done and the damage can be taken care of. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And the damage can be corrected, and it can be corrected by people that know what they're doing.
He's so uncomfortable in this. It is unbelievable.
He's showing amazing restraint, though, from what he normally
does. Well, he has to.
I can't imagine how he would have handled that even a couple months ago.
Well,
somebody interrupting him. And...
Well, he's been told. Listen, pal, you cannot win. Cannot win unless you make some inroads here and you're not seen as a race baiter. Not a racist, necessarily, but a race baiter. And there's a difference. And I think... Especially people, the black people and Hispanic people, I think they have there's like a spider sense for race baiters. They get what's going on there And they don't necessarily think the guy's like a stone cold racist, because I don't think he actually is, but that he is a guy that is willing to take advantage of prejudices and anger and hatred and racist people to try to get where he wants to get, to try to motivate them to help him. And so those that's just as bad, you mm-hmm. know, on the spectrum. And so that's I think where it comes from. And then he goes on and tells this joke.
It used to be cars were made in Flint, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now the cars are made in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Flint.
Yeah. He's definitely on script, that's for sure. I mean, and you think these campaign stops are making him look presidential, which is what they're trying to do. Here he is visiting an area of crisis. He was in Louisiana. He was in Mexico. And he's managing to stay in control. Which
yeah. Wait till the debates, though, because the debates will be interesting. Right. It, unscripted. When he's on script, he's winning.
And don't forget, he was in a church. That's why.
A small church. You can tell because you can hear the woman walking around.
Yeah, I think that's why he was, you know, he kept it in check.
Yeah.
He's not going to go off in a church.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, well, maybe
when was the last time he was in a church? When was the last time he was in his own church?
There isn't a lot of data on this.
He has a Bible.
2 Corinthians. It's one of my favorites.
I love the Bible.
I also like Led Zeppelin 4, my favorite album. He said.
Okay.
All right.
And then we have one more thing here. Tonight, WGN-TV Morning News is going prime time. Join Chicago's must-watch morning news team for its first ever live two-hour primetime special tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
All right. How about that?
Very special this evening.
All right, here we go. Checking in at, don't tell me,
number 3.
Oliver Stone's got the Snowden film out. Richard Roper is going to review it coming up in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Here's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the star who plays Snowden, saying that some people warned him about the side effects of playing him.
There were certainly voices in my professional life, people who said, look, this guy is a polarizing figure. You know, half the country feels positively about him, but half the country feels negatively about him, and that could be detrimental to your, you know, commercial career. And I mean, it's not that they're wrong. I just didn't want to make my decision based on that.
All right.
Out of pressure.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. And Oliver Stone says this.
He helped us with the film enormously, but he didn't have any control. We did what we had to do, we wanted to do. We checked the story with other people. We talked to as many people who had talked to us. We heard the NSA accounts. You know, not many people have talked about the NSA, so this is really hard-earned research, and I think it's very valid.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking Creepy Uncle to go see it.
He's always good for a good conspiracy theory.
He's going to love this.
Although this has launched a whole new campaign to get a pardon for Edward Snowden. People pushing for that in light of the film coming out.
Checking in at
number 2.
Who's dumber than Ryan Lochte? The two dopes who jumped up on stage and tried to talk to him during Dancing with the Stars. They got out of the lockup and are explaining exactly what it is that they were up to.
Did you want to hurt him?
No, not at all. No, we were just a protest, not a violent protest. That's all we were doing. We didn't agree, obviously, with Walt Disney Company choosing Lochte to represent Americans. Yes, he did receive gold medals, but what he did in Rio did not represent Americans well.
He said it was embarrassing Americans. Mm-hmm. We had no right putting him on stage for Dancing with the Stars.
I like
how did it for America was one of the quotes.
I like it. The guy's mad at the Walt Disney Company for making a choice because ABC used him for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
All right.
So what happened was once Lochte did what he did, embarrassed Americans, lied to Brazil, the climate changed, right? So all of a sudden, America became targets in Rio. The Brazilians obviously felt insulted, and it became very difficult for many Americans there. I want the world to know, we want Americans to know, that this, we don't take what he did lightly. He embarrassed Americans on the world stage, and this is our form of protest against him.
Hey, listen, pal. You think Lochte embarrassed Americans on the world stage? You just wait. You wait 6 months, pal. Just wait. Oh, man. Get your priorities straight. Get your priorities straight.
It does seem like sort of a mild thing to be protesting in such a big way.
It does. So stupid. All right. And finally.
Number 1.
Well, South Park takes on Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs, cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh no, I just said cops are pigs. Who's gonna help me get my stuff? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good. Oh, I just got all my stuff back. Cops are pigs again, cops are pigs. Colin Kaepernick's a good back.
He just got South Parked.
He did. That's, oh, God. So true. So true. So sad, really, mm-hmm. If you want to know the truth. All right. Let us now close this thing up and get ready. We're going to get an official review of Snowden and then the other very important sociological film that's coming out this weekend, and that is Bridget Jones' Baby.
The top five at five.